What's good, everybody? It's your man, Big Dom, coming live and natural on the True Players Podcast episode. Hitting you with the in-your-face, unedited, straight, blunt talk about sports, finances, relationships, current events, and many other topics along the way. Check out my next episode. What's good, everybody? It's your man, Big Dog, coming live natural, another True Players Podcast episode, live from AC. Now, I won't tell you guys which casino that I'm in, but I'm in AC right now, doing some meetings here. And also, they're gonna have a big draft party at the casino that I'm at right now, tomorrow at 2 p.m. So I'll probably fill you guys in on the casino that I'm at right now, just to make sure you guys coming down is gonna be drinks on you. So we're gonna get into it today. It's an exciting time right now. NBA playoffs just started. All the home teams, except for the Los Angeles Clippers, has held serve on their home court, including my New York Knicks, of course, playing great basketball. Despite the struggles of Jalen Brunson, they're able to have a 2-0 lead against the 76ers, in which game two had a controversial end to it. Nick Nurse presumably called timeout twice in the last 28 seconds on that big turnover that Maxey had at the end, which got DeVincenzo the two opportunities to win the game. He won on the second three-point shot thanks to an offensive rebound by Isaiah Hartenstein. The Knicks was able to win that basketball game and go up 2-0 against the 76ers. We hear a lot of griping from the 76ers that the Knicks are getting all the calls and things like that, but The foul shooting doesn't show that. The Sixers are just very upset that they blew a six-point lead with 28 seconds left. That's on them. And now you got Joel Embiid talking about, oh, he feels that we're the better team, that they'll win the series. Guess what? The Knicks are playing without their second all-star, Julius Randle. He's out for the season. He's not coming back. Jalen Brunson struggled the first two games. You got to give a big shout-out to Kelly Oubre and Tobias Harris on the defense, the type of defense they're playing against him. And I think that's going to be a blueprint for other NBA teams once the Knicks go to the second round. Like I said, if I didn't do a podcast on a preview of the playoffs, but I'm going to say the Knicks are going to win in six. I mean, I got some overzealous Knicks fans saying they're going to sweep. The sweep would be nice. But I'm not gonna discount the 76ers yet, because one reason being is that head coach, Nick Nurse. Even though he had some errors in the game too, but Nick Nurse is a championship head coach. He won a championship with Toronto. This guy knows how to coach. And how many times have we seen Tom Thibodeau get outcoached by a championship coach? Spoelstra did it last year. You know what I'm saying? Spoelstra did it to him when he was the coach of the year in Chicago. Let's not forget that either. So we can't discount the 76ers as of yet, but all the chirping that I'm hearing from Sixer fans, yes, I'm in AC. I'm around a lot of 76ers fans right now. A lot of chirping saying, oh, Embiid's hurt. He's not 100%. But you guys will never seem to forget that we don't have Julius Randle for the rest of the season. He's not coming back to the playoffs. Unless miraculously he finds himself a way to play in the NBA Finals, which is going to be extremely miraculous, because it does take about 5 months to recover from that shoulder surgery. So, like I said, we had a big games in game one by Bogdanović and Deuce McBride. Deuce McBride is fearless, guys. He is fearless. He comes in, grabs the ball, makes plays, shoot three-pointers, and plays tough-nose defense, the type of defense that we needed to help us get over the hump with the loss of Julius Randle. And we don't have other scorers on the team, so we really stepped up coming off the bench, him and Bogdanović. My thing is that I've seen in the games is I didn't see Precious Achiuwa, which is kind of alarming because I think Precious Achiuwa could be a big key to the series, along with the great play of Mitchell Robinson and Isaiah Hartenstein. I think Precious Achiuwa should need to be playing as well. Just give more defense and give more guys a little bit more of a breather. Because in the last few minutes of the game, too, you saw a lot of tired legs from the New York Knicks, especially from Jalen Brunson. I'm hearing different announcers saying his footwork is all messed up and things like that. But guess what? When you're tired, your footwork will be messed up. A lot of shots is in the beginning of the game, his shots are strong, and at the end of the game, it's coming off the front rim. So, like I said, the Knicks is winning these games without big game from their star player, Jalen Brunson. And I'm telling you guys, he's due for a breakout. And I think the breakouts come out in Philly. I don't know if it's going to be game three or game four, but the breakout will be in this old college stomping grounds in Philly. It's going to happen. And are we going to see the response from the 76ers? I expect a big response from the 76ers tomorrow. I expect a big response. But the Knicks need to weather the storm and find a way to win the game. Remember, guys, Knicks just need to win one game in Philly and bring it back home and close it out. Need to win one game. But I believe it's going to go six games. I believe each team is going to get one on the other's court. But if we happen to get one in Philly and close it out in five, I'm not going to be mad at that either. Who's going to be mad at that? Not me. Let's all make it happen. But like I said, and on that same night, we watched the Lakers blow a 20-point lead against the Denver Nuggets with Jamal Murray hitting a big-time shot, fadeaway shot over Anthony Davis. Man, listen, you can't blow 20-point leads in the playoffs and expect to win the series against the defending world champions. The Lakers could get swept out of the building. I mean, granted, they could hang with the Nuggets. But for some reason, at the end of the games, they just can't find a way to close it out. Clippers, Mavericks came back with force yesterday, and beat the Clippers. Kawhi Leonard made his return. A little bit rusty during the game, but I still think the Clippers is going to win in six games. I don't see any reason why they're going to lose to the Mavericks. But the Mavericks are a threat. You know what I'm saying? They got Doncic. They got Kyrie Irving. You got guys on the bench who could definitely put up points like Tim Hardaway Jr. and things like that. So they got a squad. They definitely got a squad. Like I said, anybody wants to jump in on the podcast, definitely drop your comments. I'm going to look at comments. So, yes. So another Boston. They playing game two tonight against the Miami Heat. I think not having Jimmy Butler, I think Boston got a little pass on that because last season this is the same team that beat Boston to go to the NBA Finals. You know, Miami is a scary team despite, you know, not having Jimmy Butler. You still got Bam Adebayo. You still got Hero. You know what I'm saying? So they're still a scary team, albeit a little dirty tactics among them, but you know, they're still a dangerous team. And then we got the big game, the Bucks versus the Pacers, and then you got the Cleveland against Orlando. Orlando's inexperience in the playoff setting is going to cost them the series against Cleveland. I can see Cleveland winning it in five, and go from there. And then see what happens in the next round. But another thing, most importantly about the New York Knicks, I'm going to say, because I didn't plan on being on too long. The thing about the Knicks is continue to play great team defense and also have the ability to not let Kyle Lowry get off. keep, and then Maxey had a big game in game two. You can't have him going off. It's okay having Embiid going off, but when you get the other all-star involved in Max, Tyrone Maxey, and you got Kyle Lowry, who's a playoff veteran, get off. That can't happen. Kelly Oubre is a dangerous player as well. He could score. You know what I'm saying? So you got to make sure that the Knicks keep doing the same, keep doing what they got to do. And please, Tom Thibodeau, please expand the rotation to have Precious in there, Precious in the game to help out. You may need a little bit more speed, but I do like the defense of our centers against Joel Embiid. Even though he went off, I do like the team, the tandem of Robinson and Hartenstein. I know, guys, I've been beating up Hartenstein since he came to the team, but he grew on me. He's having me eat crow. So him and Zach Wheeler are the two guys that have me eating crow right now. And it's okay. I'm proud of that. Because they're both, one is actually plays for a New York team. The other one used to be a New York pitcher. So I'm glad I'm eating crow from the both of those guys. So what else could I say about the New York Knicks? Keep doing what you gotta do. Tom Thibodeau, don't fuck it up. Please don't mess it up. Please don't mess this up. Yes, we're shorthanded because we don't have Julius Randle to take the pressure off Jalen Brunson, but I think Dante DiVincenzo is going to do it. It's going to break the pressure. How about the big games, first two games of Josh Hart, his contributions, hitting three-pointers, grabbing rebounds, you know, doing his intangible stuff as well as scoring. Game two was him. His play. The big rebounds by Hartenstein at the end and the great defense on Embiid. Like I said, as long as the guys are stepping up, they got to bring that same game over to Philly because most of the time, role players don't carry the same performances on the road turf. And that's what you got to worry about. Can Deuce McBride continue to be fearless on the 76ers court? A lot of guys trashing my New York Knicks was with Shaq or Charles Barkley saying that Knicks going to lose to Philadelphia. Philadelphia talking mad junk about, we wanted the Knicks because they were easier opponent. You're down 2-0 now. Like I said, the series is far from over. But I can tell you one thing: if the Knicks get one in Philly, the crowd's going to be ready in game five to close it out. They're going to be on fire. I saw John Starks jumping out of the stands to jump in the game and give a high five to Josh Hart. Every big play, you saw John Starks jumping in as if he was in the game himself. So, like I said, big times, good times. Seen the Knicks in the playoffs 2 years in a row. As it has been done since Melo's on the team. Like I said, this is a great time to be an NBA fan. I can't even talk about the New York Mets, a team that started 0-5, ran off 9 in a row. Now I believe they're 12-10. They lost after winning 9 in a row. They lost against the Dodgers, but they won the series. And now they lost their first game against San Francisco Giants, which I haven't been watching. But definitely, all this NBA basketball, New York basketball, is really taken away from the streaks of the New York Mets, and the Yankees got us off to a great start. Juan Soto is doing his thing, providing that protection for Aaron Judge. I don't know, guys, Mets fans, we all know we want Juan Soto in the Met uniform, but I don't know. I can keep dreaming. Him and Alonso in the middle of that lineup. It's good to dream, right? We could dream now because we got the owner that could do it. So now, guys, ladies and gentlemen, enough about playoff talk for now. We're going to definitely jump back on it. You know, I would say at the end of the series, the New York Knicks series, we'll talk more about the next round however the series ends. We're going to talk about the next round. Definitely, I'm going to have Matthew from Jacobin Sports Show and author of TheStrickland.com. Join me on the podcast as well, but we're gonna pivot over to the NFL. The Giants are picking 6th, the Jets are picking 10th. What are the Jets going to do? But one big news from Jets camp is they finally got rid of MILF Hunter, Zach Wilson. And I'm going to say good riddance. He's going over to Denver. Sean Payton's going to try to fix him. Now, if Sean Payton is able to fix Zach Wilson, he deserves to be coach of the year. Because his quarterback room right now, it looks kind of it's not good. You got three possible practice squad players, and you're playing vying for the quarterback, starting quarterback position. The Jets got a sixth-round pick. The Jets gave up their seventh pick and Zach Wilson for the sixth-round pick. I'm trying to see the angle that Joe Douglas is getting by getting another sixth-round pick. Is he going to try to move into the second round in tomorrow's draft? That's the key. Jets have no second-round draft pick this year. I believe that was a trade with the Colts for Sam Darnold. I believe I'm not sure, but I can definitely double check on it for you guys. But let's get to the Giants first. The Giants, I believe, losing Saquon Barkley, it was a big loss to the team. I could see the Giants looking possibly going for wide receiver, or possibly a quarterback if. The big quarterback, Caleb Williams, falls to them, which I know that it's not going to happen. Yeah, he's going to go to the Bears. If they're able to get a quarterback, one of those top quarterbacks, I can see them draft him at six, which would make sense. After this year, you could cut Daniel Jones, and after this year, Daniel Jones' contract is not guaranteed. They could cut him and not affect the salary cap. But as far as the Jets goes, I believe they have to go. They're flirting with the what's it, Brock Bowens, the tight end. They're flirting about drafting him in the first round. We got Ruckert. We got Conklin. I believe we're fine at that position, to be honest with you. They have to go another offensive lineman. Either go with Alt or another lineman that tickles their fancy. Or you got to go receiver. Michael Williams, yes, we signed Michael Williams to go with Gary Wilson. But guys got to think about it. Mike Williams is coming off injury, plus he's on a one-year contract. So how are you going to manage that in the long run? How are you going to manage that? So that's what I feel the Jets need to do. And the Jets in the draft need to get another D tackle, another Quinnen Williams. I believe after I saw what the Giants did to Tom Brady in the two Super Bowl wins that Eli Manning had against Tom Brady, pass rush up the middle is paramount. The Jets already got the edge rushes. You need the rushes from the inside too. I feel the Jets get. I know they signed a few D linemen. What you definitely need a young stud in there. Draft a young stud in there. Inside with Quinnen Williams. Help out with the run defense. And go from there. That's where I think Jets should go. Offensive line, wide receiver, D tackle, and a safety. Sprinkling a safety somewhere along that draft as well. Jets are picking 10th, Giants picking 6th, like I said before. Do the Jets draft down, trade down, and get multiple more picks if Alt is still available. If they believe they can still get Joe Alt lower in the first round, do you trade down to get more picks, possibly get a second-round pick as well, to get more depth, to get more young guns into that lineup? What do you think, guys? What do you think the Jets should do? And for everybody's information, this podcast will be replayed again on my personal Facebook page, and as well as on my group True Players Podcast page. So definitely, if you guys are not a member of my group True Players Podcast, you need to jump on. And follow me on my group page as well. There will be a replay of this podcast right after I'm done recording. And for your information, guys, I am at Ocean's Resorts Casino. There's going to be a draft day party at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Top Golf. Definitely, you guys, if you guys want to meet me, you guys should come and meet me. True Players Podcast host. My brother Joey G's not with me. Originally, I was supposed to do the draft preview with Ricky King, but unfortunately, you know, things happened. I had to jet down to AC for a business meeting as well, so I was not able to do that. However, come Sunday, I'm gonna definitely come back with an episode with Ricky King, Joey G, to discuss the NFL draft, where people was picked, and go from there. But like I said, guys, if you're in Atlantic City, 2 p.m. tomorrow, Ocean's Resort Casino, at the Top Golf draft day pre-party happy hour, I will be there. Join me there. All right, guys. So it's your man Big Dom. I'm about to sign off on this podcast. You know, keep subscribing, share with your friends, tell them to subscribe on YouTube and Patreon. I'll catch you guys in another episode. Peace.